From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The death toll is up to 19 now from storms and flooding in Tennessee, Kentucky, and Mississippi. Strong storms spawned tornadoes and flash floods that swept away homes and closed many roads and highways. In Nashville, 1,500 guests at the Opryland Hotel spent the night at a local high school as the Cumberland River continued spilling its banks. The Cumberland is expected to crest later today at 11 feet above flood stage. Officials say sections of downtown Nashville are at risk of severe flooding. Tom Womack is with Tennessee Emergency Management. He says it could take a while to get past the flood dangers.
It's not like a tornado or something like that. Flooding is certainly a different characteristic and has the potential to be a longer response period.
Residents of Nashville are being advised to use water only for drinking and cooking. One of the city's two water treatment plants is flooded. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is in Times Square this morning telling New Yorkers that the area is safe after a failed car bomb attack over the weekend. NPR's Robert Smith reports police are releasing a video of the man they say might be responsible.
In the fuzzy surveillance tape, you can see a balding 40-ish man walking quickly away from where the car bomb was parked. He glances back, takes off his outer shirt, and looks around suspiciously. The NYPD say he could have been the man who packed an SUV full of gas and propane and tried to blow it up on Saturday night. Mayor Bloomberg says there's no sign that this was the work of Al-Qaeda or any other recognized terrorist group, and that New Yorkers need to return to normal today.
There are some people around the world that find our freedom so threatening that they're willing to kill themselves and others to prevent us from enjoying it, but we're not going to let them win.
Police say the car bomb could have cut the SUV in half and exploded into a fireball. But street vendors noticed the smoking vehicle and reported it to police in time. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
Iran's president speaks today at a UN conference in New York where Tehran's nuclear program is the focus. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is expected to address his country's uranium enrichment activities with a new round of UN sanctions being talked about. The Obama administration believes Iran is producing nuclear fuel for weapons, and that would be in violation of its treaty obligations. Before leaving for New York, Ahmadinejad criticized U.S. efforts to impose a new round of U.N. sanctions. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will also be speaking at today's U.N. conference. The Commerce Department says consumer spending rose 0.6% last month. That's the sharpest rise in 5 months. However, incomes were up just 0.3%. Economists say it appears Americans were spending more by dipping into their savings more. On Wall Street at last check, stocks were positive territory. The Dow was up 75, the Nasdaq up 14, S&P was up 7. This is NPR News from Washington. In Detroit this morning, four police officers are recovering from their wounds after being shot. A fifth officer was killed. Police say the officers were responding to a 911 call at a vacant house when they encountered heavy gunfire. The officer killed was struck multiple times. He'd been on the force for at least 12 years. Police say one suspect was also hospitalized. United and Continental Airlines say they're merging. The two airlines formally announced the deal this morning. It's worth $3.2 billion. NPR's David Shaper says the boards of both airlines okayed the deal. Now it's up to shareholders and federal regulators to sign off.
The combination of Chicago-based United and Houston-based Continental would create the world's largest airline in terms of the number of passengers carried, topping Delta Airlines, which moved into the top spot after merging with Northwest 2 years ago. The deal is expected to be good for investors, according to Northwestern University transportation professor Aaron Gelman, but not so good, he says, for those who buy tickets.
We've just seen Delta and Northwest concentrate the market, and there's more than enough evidence to support the hypothesis that when you have more consolidation in an industry, prices go up.
The merger would still need the approval of federal regulators, but if the Justice Department signs off, the combined airline would fly under the United name and be headquartered in United's hometown of Chicago. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Stocks were lower in Asia today. China ordered its banks to raise their reserves, and the markets reacted negatively. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index lost 256 points, or more than 1%. It was the same story in South Korea. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.